Hello, BKFK listeners. Did you know you can listen to a bonus episode every week when you support us on Patreon? We're about to reach chapter 4 of The House at Pooh Corner, in which we hear about the adventures of Winnie the Pooh, Piglet, Tigger, and all the rest of the gang. You can listen to the first chapter for free. Just go to patreon.com and search for By Kids for Kids Storytime. Today's story for all of you is about the strangest little monster in all of Majimajura. It was created by an evil wizard. It might sound rather creepy, but it is actually the sweetest little creature. But first, let's hear who the superstars on this episode are.
My name's Reka. I'm 7 years old and I like drawing and I come from Singapore.
Hi, I am Heather Mika and I am 6 years old. I am from London and I like drawing.
Hello, my name is Zoe. I'm 6 years old. I'm from Dallas, Texas. I like reading, spending time with family and friends, and doing gymnastics.
My name is Kara. I'm 5 years old and I like rainbows and kittens. And that's all.
Hello, I'm Mary Jane and I'm 12 this year. I like cats and dogs. I'm from Singapore.
Hello, my name is Sammy and I'm 8 years old this year and I like cats and dogs and I'm from Singapore.
Well done, kids. Brilliant performance. Okay, Ruby, let's get on with the story.
Stanky's Hand. In the magical land of Majimajura, there lived a mysterious figure named Morgaff Doomweaver. Now, nobody had actually ever seen Morgaff, but the whispers in the wind and tales passed down from generation to generation told of an evil necromancer who lived somewhere well hidden on the island. Morgaff was believed to be a master of dark magic, particularly his ability to conjure the dead. He could raise zombies from the ground, summon ghouls from the shadows, and beckon ghosts from the ethereal realms. His name alone sent shivers down the spines of all who heard it. In his secluded abode, Morgaff was brewing a peculiar plan.
I shall create a creature, a masterpiece of dark magic,
he declared, his voice echoing off the stone walls. He carefully stitched together body parts from various beings, resulting in the birth of Stankenfrein, known as Stanky for short. His appearance was indeed a sight to behold. He had one leg of a goblin and the other of an elf, a tiny pixie-like body, the arms of a gnome, and hands of a monkey. His tummy was as round as that of a troll, and his face resembled that of a grinning ogre. Some might have thought Stanky was a hideous creature to behold, given his mismatched features. But how could anyone be called hideous when they possessed a heart as kind and gentle as Stanky's? Despite being created by Morgaff for evil deeds, Stanky was the nicest little beast in all of Majimajura.
You are my creation, yet why does your heart not mirror my darkness?
Morgaff said, bewildered by Stanky's gentle nature. Despite his creator's intentions, Stanky was a kind creature.
I may be made of many,
said Stanky,
but my heart is my own.
Morgaff, however, was enraged by Stanky's benevolence.
You were meant to be evil, not gentle. Leave my sight and never return,
he bellowed, banishing Stanky from his lair. So Stanky ran away and found himself in a far corner of the whimsical Whispering Woods.
I'm not like the others, but perhaps here I can find some peace,
he whispered to himself. He was terrified of any other creature bigger than a mouse. He lived a quiet and solitary life, living on a diet of nuts, berries, and the occasional spider, all the while remaining hidden from the other creatures of Magi Majora. One morning, as the sun rose, Stanky awoke to a startling discovery. His left hand was gone. While he was sleeping, his hand had developed a mind of its own. It had picked out the sewing that connected it to Stanky's arm and decided to venture off for some mischief. On the other side of the whimsical Whispering Woods, there was a cave that served as the unusual home for three friends: Grumblegut the Ogre, Troller the Troll, and Snotbeard the Giant all lived together in this cave. Their home was a revolting sight indeed. The walls were covered in slimy moss. Insects scurried about in every nook and cranny. And the air was thick with a unique smell that could only be described as, well, distinctive. In the depths of their cave, Stanky's hand crept in silently. Although it made no sound, it seemed to be giggling with excitement. It tiptoed towards Snotbeard's bed, where Snotbeard's foot, as gnarled and grimy as the roots of an ancient tree, stuck out from under a ragged blanket. Stanky's hand, filled with mischief, reached out and gently tickled Snotbeard's foot. Snotbeard erupted into thunderous laughter. Grumblegut and Troller woke up from their sleep, rubbing their eyes, just in time to see Stanky's hand scuttling away, seemingly delighted with the chaos it had caused.
What trickery is this?
Troller exclaimed as they chased behind the hand. Meanwhile, in their cozy burrow, tucked away in the forest, Jinx and Snickerfang, the mischievous goblin siblings, were busy roasting a rat for breakfast. Stanky's hand had crept up behind them, climbed up Snickerfang's back, and found its way to her shoulder. It gave a quick tap. Snickerfang, startled and unaware of what had touched her, turned around and screamed in fright. A sound so shrill that even the creatures nesting in Jinx's wild hair peeked out in alarm. Stanky's hand, seemingly chuckling with delight, dashed away, and Jinx and Snickerfang were hot on its trail. The commotion had not gone unnoticed in the whimsical Whispering Woods. More and more creatures joined in the chase as Stanky's hand got up to more and more mischief. The chase was wild and chaotic, with Stanky's hand leading the creatures of Magi Majora, darting around the dense undergrowth, scrambling up trees, and even leaping across raging rivers, always just out of reach. Finally, after a flurry of twists and turns, Stanky's hand found itself cornered. It was surrounded by the creatures of Magi Majora, all panting and out of breath from the chase. Grumblegut, the massive ogre, raised a massive fist, ready to smash the hand to pieces, and said,
"Time to end this madness!"
But then a small and timid voice spoke up from behind the crowd of creatures.
"Wait!"
It was Stanky, who called out from his hiding place among the trees. The creatures turned in surprise, their eyes widening at the sight of the kind-hearted patchwork creature.
"That hand belongs to me,"
Stanky said quietly, trying to remain hidden behind a bush. The creatures of Majima Jura were amazed by Stanky's unique appearance, and their fear transformed into fascination.
"Come out, little thing,"
said Snickerfang.
"How cute,"
Jinx exclaimed, her eyes wide with wonder.
"Where did you come from?"
Stanky began to share his story, explaining how he had been created by the evil Morgaff Doomweaver, and how he had hidden in the forest, scared of everyone and everything. The creatures listened intently, their hearts warming to the friendly creature's tale.
"You don't need to hide anymore,"
Trolla said with a warm smile.
"You're one of us now."
"Yes,"
Granny Gigglesnort added.
"If you agree to collect spiders and bugs for me, you can sleep in the small room at the back of my cottage. I'll help you sew your hand back on with some extra special string so it never comes off again. And it behaves itself from now on."
Stanky's eyes filled with tears of gratitude as he agreed wholeheartedly.
"Thank you, my new friends,"
he said, touched by their kindness. The creatures of Majima Jura soon learned that appearances can be deceiving, and it was the kindness within one's heart that truly mattered.
Hey guys, if you like this episode, please share it with your friends and family. It is one of the best ways to support BKFK Storytime.